Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second, the shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Georges Miranda. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Georges Miranda. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive towards short. Bresud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Miranda covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards short. Virals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schilling moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressude hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew, who is chasing the ball. Bressude reaches third base with a triple. Schilling scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressude scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. 2 outs. Georges Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bresud batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bresud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bresud hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Jackie Colum now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jackie Colum. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Dick Raditz now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Pagliarani moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raddatz strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bresut hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Banks pinch hits for Ray Moore. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.